Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Ooh.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's find love. Second chance time, baby.
Welcome to the winter of our discontent. A little thing we call second chance romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Holly Roberts! Who do we have today?
Well, we're starting with Brian.
Remember Brian from last Thursday, yeah. Jace? We had some reception issues.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're going to try this again.
So it's a second chance for our second chance.
Yes.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. We've never had this happen before. I love it. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Can you guys hear me this time?
Yes. You sound great.
Oh, great.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing well. Thank
yes.
you. Thanks for calling back, Brian. We appreciate it. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. For people that missed even your first appearance, tell us about your date, please.
Well, my date was with Maggie. We met on Bumble, and we really did hit it off on Bumble. She's just my type, sweet, petite, funny. Ended up meeting each other in person, and the energy was still there, too. We met at one of my favorite bars. You guys familiar with the Bulldog in downtown St. Paul?
Yes.
Oh, it's great there.
Yeah, so we met there. We were vibing. She was really cool. And everything was great until my ex-girlfriend showed up.
Okay.
All right, well, we always ask if something weird happened, and that'll do it.
Oh. Yeah. Brian on take two, giving us the hits, man. I love it. Just cutting to the chase. He's like, I already said this. I told you this. Oh. Cutting to the chase.
I like her. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. How did that? I'm sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt you. Finish it. How did the rest of it go there, Brian?
Well, yeah. Look, you guys were right to react that way. I did the same thing when she showed up. You know, her name's Lauren. She's my ex, and she was there with her girlfriends, and she was drunk and acting out. And you know, they were having a good time, but still, it was just kind of uncomfortable. So I ended up pulling her aside, asked her to leave. She understood. So her and her girlfriends finished their drinks and left.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you notice, so that happened. I'm sure you looked over at your date, Maggie. I'm sure you looked over.
Are you here still?
No, I'm just saying I forgot her name. I mean, yeah. I had to look at her sheet. I'm sure you looked over. Did you notice a change at that moment? Was there a vibe change, or how did it end? I guess I'm trying to ask.
Well, I didn't notice any type of major vibe change. I know she had like this look on her face, kind of questioning things, but explained it to her. And after my ex left, we ended up just continuing to have a good time. And you know, she understood. At least that's what I thought. And that was one of the reasons why I liked her even more after that date. We ended up finishing up a couple of drinks, and we had a fun night.
Oh, how fresh is this breakup?
4 months. We've been broken up about 4 months, and it's because of her drinking, by the way. So, you know,
okay.
It was kind of, like, good to see that reminder that day. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any more, Holly? Lex, any more questions before we move on? Anything? No?
No. I mean, but you feel like Maggie wasn't affected by seeing your ex, and you had a good night, and now you want to reconnect.
Right, exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, I ended up walking her to her car, and I had been apologizing to her that night for my ex's behavior.
Yeah.
You know, but she told me, like, she seemed to have had a good time too, and I told her that I had a good time. She seemed open to seeing me again. But then I texted her the next day and haven't heard from her since.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it. And again, thank you for calling back. If you just tuned in, we had problems with Brian's reception a couple days ago. So, Brian, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything that comes next. All Maggie knows is that we're calling about a date. So she was willing to do it. She knows this is a segment about dating. So hold on, Brian, just a second, okay?
Okay.
So how?
I'm scared.
Maybe the universe was telling us something when we couldn't get a hold of Brian the last time.
Yeah, the reception was there for a reason.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and put Maggie up, Holly.
He's nice, though.
He does. Yeah. Brian seems like a good guy. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for doing this. We know it's weird to be calling into a radio show, so... You're live right now. Holly told you that this is a dating segment. So, do you remember going out with a guy named Brian?
Brian, yes. Okay. I remember going out with Brian. That would not be easy to forget.
Well, you kind of answered my question there. So, it is our understanding, and this is why we're calling, it is our understanding that there wasn't like a second date. So we're calling if we can get into your business a little bit more. Is there a reason why there wasn't anything else with Brian?
Well, it was a good date with Brian up to a point. His ex-girlfriend showed up at the place where we were. I'm not really sure if I should like be naming names or places or whatever, but she showed up at this bar, and that's when things got very weird. Like she, you know, a quick hi or like, you know, what quick hello or, you know, stop would have been fine, but she was literally, you wouldn't know that she was his ex. I mean, she was all over him. She was touching him, she was flirting with him. She had like three friends with her, and even they were looking at me like, sorry, like, this is weird, you know? Yeah. And it was just bizarre and uncomfortable, and I'm not looking to get engaged, you know, but this was just like, I could smell the drama, you know what I mean? Like it's just too much drama, and I don't want that. At all.
Got it. Yep.
Okay.
Get weird.
Well, here, Maggie, we're going to be honest with you. We got your information, obviously, from Brian, so that's how we got a hold of you. Brian is actually on the other line and has heard this, so we want to try to figure this out. Holly, if you can put Brian up. Brian, you're on now. Go ahead and say hi to Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
I'm okay. Look, I'm sorry. I apologize to you that night, and I'm apologizing to you right now. But I can't control what my ex-girlfriend does. You know, if she didn't show up, let me just ask this question. If she didn't show up, do you think we would have had a nice date?
Yes. I mean, the answer to that is yes, but I consider that she's a big red flag, you know, like one of her friends said, you guys used to go there all the time to that bar for happy hour. Like that was one of your places.
Yeah, that's true. It's my favorite bar. But that was why I wanted to take you there, was to show you my favorite bar. I didn't have any idea that she was going to show up that night. We don't have to go there next time.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, why would you think of going there? You know what I mean? Like, I just think, honestly, Brian, like, I'm not trying to be mean, but I think you like the attention of, like, thinking that she's going to show up and there's going to be, like, a little conflict, a little bit of a fight over Brian. And it's like, no, I'm not doing that. That's That's not my vibe. It's gross. Not happening.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion. And you're wrong, but I can't control what you think. So.
Right.
All right, you two. Hey, Maggie, Brian. So we ask this every time. If we paid for a second date, would you be interested, Maggie?
No. No, thank you. Second date, I think, is only happening in Brian's dreams, I'm sorry to say.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well,
take care of yourself then.
Yeah. Guys, yes, I... Brian, you sound like a good guy. You're not going to have any problems meeting. It just didn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like Chuck Woolery here. But Brian,
maybe a different location next time,
that's
Brian.
Right. Yeah.
You're probably right about that. Yeah.
Lessons learned. Uh-huh. Brian, thanks for calling in again. Maggie, thank you. As we always, you're just a good sport. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, that was a stinker.
Oh, man. That is uncomfortable.
Well,
come on.
Probably not a good idea to take a new date to, like, your old haunt.
No.
You know what I mean?
Especially if your ex could show up.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Again, seems like a good dude, but... Yeah.
Luckily, we're going to be saved by a half-price deal, right?
Uh-huh.
We do have a half-price deal?
We have a half-price deal.
Please tell us more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this week's half-price deal, launching right now, is 30 units of Botox at Aesthetica for half off. Aesthetica Skin Health and Wellness Center is offering half off Botox. Experience a younger, smoother looking skin with 30 units of Botox, a $330 value for just $165. Valid for new patients only.
Very nice.
Thank you. It's available right now.
I need to smooth out my furrowed brow after that second chance romance experience.
That's right. I need a change of pants. That's right.
Those 11s are showing. You need what kind of pants?
I have 14s. Are you kidding me? When we come back, Holly Roberts has a full-size dirt alert next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The show. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Time to get caught up with entertainment in the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello. You know, the Oscars were Sunday night, and like the Swallows of Capistrano, everyone has just gone back to where they needed to be. So, you know, let's revisit a story we briefly touched on, and the 8 o'clock Dirt Alert deserves, it's one of the big headlines of the day, that James Gunn is directing Superman Legacy.
Oh. Yes.
Yes, this was announced yesterday. He released a statement on social media. James Gunn, director of the Guardians of the Galaxy films. He's the new co-head of DC, their universe at Warner Brothers right now. And he said, yeah, I wrote this movie and I'm directing it.
This is, and like Holly said, we touched on this briefly at the top of the hour. I'll expand a little bit. Not that you have to duplicate the Christopher Reeve era of Superman, but there's an essence there that was severe. There's an essence of those movies that was severely lacking in the Zack Snyder movies.
Yes.
And I think Warner Brothers suffered from wanting to copy, or I'm sorry, they wanted to counter program the lightness and tonally, the tone of Marvel movies, meaning they wanted to go super dark for everything. Because they did, now admittedly, they found success with that with Batman, with the Christopher Nolan Batmans. They went very real, very dark. But that doesn't necessarily work with the character of Superman, because that's an optimistic figure. Yeah, there are dark versions of Superman in various incarnations in the comic books, but there was something...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
That character is ultimately optimistic and bright. And there was none of that in the Zack Snyder movies. And I have a feeling that James Gunn recognizes that and is going to bring some of that light back out in that character.
He's got 2 years, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's not coming out until July 11th, 2025.
Yeah.
So which I'm actually very excited. His dad's birthday. His brother told him that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he's going to do with this beloved character.
Yeah. Excited to see when Supergirl, because I feel like the trend started with those, with the X-Men movies in the year 2000, where it was like, okay, we're going to put everyone in these dark costumes and it's going to be grounded in some kind of reality. It's like, no, I want my Superman in his red budgie smugglers, okay?
Yeah, bright tights.
And it's all right to be fantastical.
Yes.
You know, it's all right to be fantastical. They're superheroes, for heaven's sake. It's a man that can fly. Let's settle down.
Right.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake. Well, let's come back down to earth with Kelly Clarkson. She's opening up that her kids are really sad after her divorce from Brandon Blackstock.
Oh.
Yeah. She said, you know what? I literally ask my kids every night when we're snuggling, are you happy? And if you're not, what could make you happier? And she revealed that her 8 and 6 year old said that, you know, they're sad that they wish mommy and daddy were in the same house.
Oh man.
Very relieved.
Has to be a tough thing to hear from your kid, you know?
Oh my gosh.
It also makes you wonder what happens when they're with dad.
Oh.
What kind of image he's sending. Because remember, that was
not a good breakup.
You know, what does Gwyneth Paltrow say? A
conscious uncoupling.
That was like a let me make your life hell.
Oh, that's like, let's break a breadstick in half. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let's put that tree trunk.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock's divorce, very contentious. They were fighting over real estate and money. You know, it got really tangled because he was her manager.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to parse all of that out. You know, there was that Montana house that apparently I think Brandon Blackstock was like living in the shack.
He wouldn't leave.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, Kelly Clarkson being ever relatable. Just saying, you know what, I'm raising kids and this is what's happening and we're going through divorce and, you know, celebrities, sometimes they are just like us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we did learn in that Gwyneth Paltrow interview that she did when she was talking about ozone therapy, or the rectal variety. Listen to the 7 o'clock hour podcast.
Yeah, please download that later. Let the sunshine in.
I mean, look. We surely are in the fifth dimension right now when we're talking about that. She did say that she actually consciously uncoupled and she and Chris Martin had split a year before they made that announcement public.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, so she crossed her T's and dot her lowercase J's and before any of us knew about it.
To come up with a nice phrase for it.
Yes, a nice phrase for it.
We still quote today.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous. But go ahead, please. Yeah.
Yeah, please.
It's the best way, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, and here's the thing that I didn't get to. Okay, let's get to a little hot goss about that Gwyneth Paltrow interview.
Yeah, yeah.
All I'm telling you, Alexis, is when you write the podcast description, if you write that guy's name, Dr. Will Cole, he will come after you and he will comment on your stuff. Because when I was on the Colleen and Bradley show, we kind of razzed him a little bit because he's a friend of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
And he actually commented.
Wait, what is
on our razzing?
Oh my gosh. Was he like, you're mean?
No, he was just kind of making light of it because we were poking fun at him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm just telling you.
He's kind of a good sport about it.
Yeah, well, and if you want to lay a thirst trap, just mention him.
Okay.
Oh. I give you that little nugget.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like a, okay. Little nugget there.
Yeah, a little nugget. And if you want to, if you're into the real estate biz and you're looking for a new house, Bill Murray's Bill Murray's New York home that he lived in the 1980s can be yours for the low price of $2.07 million.
Whoa. Did he still own it or did he ever own it?
Well, he did own it. He was living in it when he bought it with his meatballs money.
Okay.
And then he lived in it. It's in New York, just outside of New York City. And apparently he lived in it when he was making Ghostbusters. He sold the home for in 1990. But it's very cute.
Well, and speaking of Murray, the St. Paul Saints are also up for sale. Well, did you see that?
Yeah, I think
didn't they already sell?
They sold.
Yeah,
wow. Is he still part owner or was he part of seller?
I don't know. I think he got some money.
Oh, wow.
My review is correct. It's Jace for AAA Movers. You getting ready to move? If you're listening to us here on 100 or 62 or 694, and on your list to do, your to-do list is to book your movers, please put that at the top of your list because AAA Movers is the best. So write that down too. But what I've learned in the decade I've been talking about AAA Movers, and I've gotten the emails, people wait too long to book the date that they need, and they can't get it because the crews are already booked up. Please learn from 10 years of experience here. If you have a date in mind, call AAA Movers right now. AAA Movers, 612-588-MOVE, or go to AAAMovers.com. Call, mention me, ask about all the programs that they have that can help you because they really are one-stop shopping. They can sell you moving boxes, they can help you with storage and more. One more time, 612-588-MOVE, 612-588-MOVE, or go to AAAMovers.com.
The Jason and Alexis Show presents The Dynasty Slap of the Day.
You're just a whore. A company whore.
This has been The Dynasty Slap of the Day.
Ooh, ouchie.
Nobody could say hoer like Joan Collins right there. Company hoa. Company whore. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Everything entertainment, everything company whore. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
We don't have any of those here.
No, well, I mean, I am, but fine. sit back, relax, let us entertain you for another 27 minutes or so. Yesterday, I packed up my car and moved to Beverly. No, I decided... Yeah. No, I decided I wanted to go see a movie, and Colin had no interest in going. I love it. I love to see movies by myself, and I have a big fat movie review.
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
I went to go see Scream 6, nice. Ghostface Takes New York, and.
Is that really the name?
No. Start spreading the knife.
What are you spreading?
Yeah. My legs, like Gwyneth Paltrow. Let the sunshine in. Little background. Let me set the table here. I'm coming at this this way. I am a giant fan of the Scream franchise. Other than Halloween, it's my favorite horror franchise. I fell in love with it right away in 96, 97, whenever the first one came out. And then I just love it. I love the mixing of horror and comedy. I love the characters. I love the premise. I love this. I love this franchise.
Oh, does it go online? So what about this particular movie?
So this one was getting, you know, there are some bad reviews, but this one I was... I went into it optimistic, actually kind of excited.
Yeah.
Because I actually read some really positive reviews, not just good, but like real positive, saying it was one of the best, if, you know, since the original.
Yeah.
And I will agree with part of it. This ups the ante in almost every category. It is scarier. It's probably one of the most intense and vicious screams
Ooh.
Of all of them. Vicious as in the kills are very brutal. They really up the ante on that. There's a couple moments where I wish they would have just left things to the imagination. They stepped in the pool of 80s slasher movies a little too much for my liking. With the gore, there's a couple shots that I could have done without that I think was maybe just a step too far for the Scream franchise. But that's it's a minor complaint, looking at the movie as a whole. So to not give any spoilers, this one picks up, I think, a couple years after the events of the last one, where the new core four from part five, a new group of youngins, though connected to legacy characters. That's all I'm going to say if you are not caught up. I don't want to give anything away. This new core group of youngins, they have now left the town that all of the other Screams were based in. They are now in New York because they wanted to get the hell away from their past trauma, from Ghostface. So now they're in NYC in college. Mm. And these four main friends have moved together purposely to protect each other from Ghostface. And again, they've all been traumatized in Scream 5 in Woodsboro. So they're all gone. They've all moved. So now they're living together. And the main sisters, who, again, there's a tie-in that I don't want to say, really focuses on them, one of them being Jenna Ortega. Mm. And Ghostface appears again. Now, here's a couple things that I will say without being spoilery. They're smart. They kind of zig when you think they're going to zag. And like even the opening, you know, Scream is known for their openings. Yeah. This isn't, I mean, hello, this is a 27-year-old spoiler alert. But, you know, the Scream poster had Drew Barrymore on it. And everyone thought Drew Barrymore was going to be in the whole movie. And son of a biscuit, they freaking killed her within the first scene of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which set the template for Scream, these famous openings. And every Scream tries to flip things on their head. This one does it, too.
Oh.
This one ups the ante of the Scream open because you're like, oh, wow, they're doing this. And then you're like, oh, no. They're actually doing this. And so right off the bat,
delighted by that surprise?
I was delighted. I was delighted by the fact that they did something different. And you're like, oh, if they're doing this, then this can go any which way, which is exciting as a viewer. You're like, wow, everybody's fair game and anything can happen. And that's fun for a horror audience to know that all bets are off. Truly, truly, not just a tagline for a movie poster.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox is back as well. Gail Weathers, she's as good as ever. They do explain away why Neve Campbell's Sydney Prescott is in
the
movie.
That was my question, Jace. Did they even mention her at all?
They do. And it's actually a very realistic. They explain it away in basically two lines, and it seems very fitting.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like, like eye roll. It makes sense why Sydney's not here. And it comes from Gail. And that's all I'll say. Here's my negative. Now, I just listed a whole bunch of positives. It's scarier. The action pieces are vicious. I keep using that word because they're vicious. This is a very different Ghostface. This, I almost cussed.
Ooh.
This guy can run fast. And I'm not making a joke. I'm trying to not give anything away. They are not messing around. This isn't these horror tropes of like the killer stupid, so they don't go down this hallway and they go down this one. Uh-uh. This killer knows every trick and he is vicious. So there's some positives.
Okay.
The negative is the ending was a little disappointing to me. The reveal.
Did you guess it before? Or
no, I kind of guessed it.
Okay.
But what goes wrong is sadly the acting.
Oh.
The acting ruins it because it's very over the top. And I kind of sat there like, oh, God. And I just rolled my eyes a little bit, which bummed me out because it didn't ruin the entire movie for me. but it was a little bit of a letdown because of the overdramatic acting. And when you see it, you'll know what I mean. Mm,
did it shift? It shifted the tone for you to a point where it was like, ugh.
Yeah, the writing and the acting was a little over the top. And I'm like, no. This was scary. This was scary up until that point. It was exciting. And then it went like the acting and the word and the script was overly dramatic and it made it foolish. That's actually a really good word. It made it a little foolish. And up until that point, I was terrified. There were some set pieces where I was like, ooh, I kind of was on the edge of my seat with Ghostface because this Ghostface is very different. Again, I'll use it for the fourth time. Vicious. So overall, a B, almost a B minus because of the ending. Still not as good as Scream 1 or 2.
Oh, well, classic.
A classic. But you know what?
Go see the theater.
Yeah, because you know what's fun? I went by myself. You know, Colin has no interest, and Q was going to go with me, our social media director, but I got a hold of him too late. So I thought, you know what? I turned a negative into a positive. I was like, you know what? I love going to movies by myself, and I thought it would be fun to go to a horror movie by myself. I got to admit, I was a little scared at one point. I was like looking around like, okay.
I need someone to grab onto.
I'm here by myself.
Stranger might not like that.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody's here. There's me and four other people in this theater.
There really weren't people in general.
Oh, girl, there was nobody.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was nobody in the theater when I left because I went to see the 7 o'clock, and that creeped me out. I walked to my car, and I'm like, ooh, girl, Ghostface can grab my gas and take me. Anyway.
How long is this movie? Is it
2 hours.
Okay. So
a little bit longer. That was my other negative. They could have trimmed about 15 minutes off. And I would have been even happier. So only two negatives in a movie full of more positives.
And Jenna Ortega has a really
prominent role.
Prominent role. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
sorry, a B. Okay.
A B. Got a B it. Letter grade for Scream 6.
All right.
Stay right there, everybody. We're going to wrap.
Hey, friends. Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. And I love hearing from my talkers who have worked with David on their mortgage. And actually, David and the team, because the Kim, who wrote in, worked with Derek on the team. Said that Derek was very responsive to questions, calls, and emails. I worked with Derek off and on over several years until we finally were ready to go ahead. Very understanding to our special, unexpected circumstances. And an added bonus, our realtor and title company both commented how great it is to work with Derek and the team at First Equity. Love it. Yep, it's the truth. You're going to love working with First Equity. Any questions that you have about your existing mortgage, maybe you're looking to refinance or get a cabinet you've always wanted, or maybe it's just time to get into your first home buying experience, they've got you. And depending on how much hand-holding you need, they'll hold it. 763-251-8000 or my talk keyword David.
Register to win listener rewards, everybody. We have tickets to Billy Porter at State Theater on May 23rd, plus tickets to the Minnesota Children's Museum, gift cards for shopping, dining, and more. Doesn't that sound sounds great, doesn't it, Emperor?
Good.
Yeah. Very creepy.
I'm not sure about that laugh at the end there.
I'm not sure either. Okay. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Yoda. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Teased us a little bit ago, and we didn't get to it. Mount Everest. You know, we don't often talk about Everest here on the show. Three of us, not much of explorers. Alexis did go up Mount Fuji with a tampon bag. But other than that, what's up with Mount Everest, Holly?
Well, Mount Everest apparently is a giant germ factory that has been preserving centuries-old coughs and yucky stuff.
What?
Preserving its ice. Oh, germs.
Coughs.
Bacteria.
Disgusting.
Microbes.
What?
Yes.
So what's is it a melting or are people chipping into this? And getting sick and dying?
Well, no, you just took it to 11, Alexis.
Oh, Alexis went Did they eat some ice? They immediately crumbled like from Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's yellow. Don't eat it.
They didn't listen.
Oh, well, there's a new study from the University of Colorado Boulder, and they were up on Mount Everest and analyzing soil samples. And they found a bunch of microbial DNA associated with humans. Now, the fun fact about that is researchers believe that they'll be able to investigate life on other planets by looking into their ice and into their snow, because these microbes are preserved in the ice of Mount Everest. So they're like, hey, if this is preserved in Mount Everest, we can go to other planets and start digging in the ice and see if there's life on other planets. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
The bad news is...
Are they wearing masks and stuff?
I mean, I'm assuming so. They're probably wearing a nice down jacket when they're on Mount Everest doing the research.
Mm-hmm. Just worried if you break into those particles, you know, what can they be, you know, sending airborne?
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing, Alexis, is that...
Should we just let it live there?
Let it live.
In the ice?
Yeah.
In the soil?
Here's the thing is that if you are hiking Mount Everest, just know that researchers also found an unprecedented level of human-associated microbes left over from the sneezes and coughs of mountain climbers, and some of those microbiomes are centuries old.
Ew.
So it's just wafting in the air?
Well, you put your spiked shoe down, little snow melts.
And you cough right into it. It captures it.
Yeah, and you know.
Oh my gosh, it's like Earth's scrapbook.
God. That's Earth's.
Oh my gosh.
It's Earth's scrapbook.
Oh my.
Well, here's the issue, though. The Everest Base Camp, they've had to move about because of climate change. Things are getting warmer in cold places.
Yeah, things are melting, girl.
Things are melting, girl. So here's the thing. We might be meeting and greeting centuries-old microbiomes, coughs and sneezes from disgusting. The 19th century.
Oh, my goodness.
Coming at you.
And all the people who are like, I'm going to Mount Everest. I'm going to get some fresh air. I'm living my best life. Some of them, you know, get snooty about it. Like, I'm better than you. Look at me. I'm hiking. And you're not. And look at the air they're breathing.
And what if those people had, you know, back then, what if they had like weird diseases, like venereal diseases or something that we don't have now? Like, what if they had like a weird strain of herpes?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. It's just laying on the ice, Jason. Gosh.
Yes.
It's going to, waiting to be unthawed.
But don't you need like genital contact for that?
I mean, you don't know what's happened on Mount Everest. It stays on Mount Everest, Alexis.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. Anything's possible.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there would have to be... You're not exposing your genitals on Mount Everest.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. What are you doing on Mount Everest?
But Mount Everest, by the way...
It is the highest point.
It is the highest point. But that place, they got a trash problem.
Yes, they do.
They got a microbiome problem. So all I'm saying, if you decide to hike Mount Everest... Bring some hand sanitizer.
Wait, you're saying, wait, because people are littering and...
Yeah, yes. People leave their trash.
We ruin it all.
Yes. This is why we can't have nice things, Lex.
There's bodies there.
Mm-hmm.
They just leave them behind.
Wait, what?
Yeah. On Mount Everest, folks who have passed away trying to get to the summit of Mount Everest, they just leave the bodies behind because they don't have enough energy...
To carry a dead body.
Yeah.
I guess it is organic, but don't you think there's like a Paw Patrol that comes around and like a little Camp Sky come and
Lassie ain't coming up. Yeah. No.
Not even a St. Bernard with a keg around its neck like in the cartoons.
No. Belle or Sebastian ain't coming up. Yeah.
Aren't they on a roll?
No.
Anyways, leaving you with this fact this morning.
Oh,
there's just...
Gosh, Holly, again.
Centuries old coughs awaiting you at Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Preserved in the ice.
And if you get that Belle and Sebastian reference, you get 100 points. We're going to award you 100 points today.
Yes. Also that's the name of a Scottish indie rock band for an additional 200.
That's right. 300 points available today. That's going to do it for us. Tomorrow, Ditch, Date, or Dabble.
Ooh.
Plus, name that TV tune and more. But right now, it's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself because no one can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so much. It's Friday tomorrow. Woo! Todd and Steve Experience next. Bye for now.